Now, let's lead off with those who suspect they or a loved one have COVID-19, getting frustrated with the lack of testing available in McLean County. Only 130 tests have been done so far locally. Lindsay O'Brien from Gridley has been sick for 9 days, including shortness of breath. She's been told she likely has COVID-19, but that tests are only available for those in intensive care.
The number of diagnosed cases in the county is, you know, staying pretty steady, but I don't know that that really depicts the reality of what's happening.
Denise Jones of Normal has the same concern. Her 20-year-old grandson, Nick Heron, has been sick for about 3 days. He's had a bad fever, chest pains, and is vomiting. He's been told he probably has COVID-19 too, but he hasn't officially been tested.
If people really knew how much this was affecting the Bloomington Normal area, we wouldn't have kids playing at the park behind where I live. We would have people staying indoors. We would be isolating, but we're not doing that because we don't know how bad this is.
Experts say there is still not nearly enough testing happening in the U.S. Even when people become sick, the federal government only recommends testing in limited circumstances. McLean County has now gone 3 days without a new confirmed COVID-19 case, even as the statewide total has more than doubled over that time. The County Health Department's Melissa Graven says while testing has slowly ramped up, many still can't get one.
I think it's probably the criteria in which we are kind of bound to for sending to Illinois Department of Public Health that at this point you have to be hospitalized with a respiratory issue.
McLean County has 8 COVID-19 cases. Illinois has topped 2,500. Bloomington Normal Hospitals say they've planned for surges that may demand desperate action to help people with COVID-19 symptoms. Dr. James Nevin is the medical director for Advocate Broman and Eureka Medical Centers.
We've erected an overflow tent outside the emergency department. It has air handlers and it's pretty sophisticated. We expect to have it up and running any day now.
At OSF St. Joseph Medical Center, medical director Dr. Paul Peterson says his hospital has contingency plans too.
To manage those patients as best we can, to cohort them into areas where we can manage them best within the hospital and allow for the safest places for them to be.
Both hospitals report normal absentee rates, indicating their workforce is healthy. Hospital occupancy is low from the stoppage of elected surgeries. Ventilator use is also low, but a national report puts Bloomington Normal far below average among cities in ventilator capacity for its population size. Find more on these stories, plus see our daily blog at wglt.org/coronavirus.